welcome to the Operation Move podcast. My name is Zoe, and today I thought I would talk a little bit about disappointment because I think it's an important part of training or any kind of improvement, really. And it's often, we don't like to feel disappointed, so it's often sort of glossed over, or you try to avoid feeling it or whatever it is, but it's a really integral part of goal setting. So last week at CrossFit, I had a 1 mile time trial, which is highly pressurized enough as it is, because everyone's like, Zoe's gonna love this. And yeah, I hate time trials. Absolutely hate them. I mean, but part of that is because I want to do well at them. So there's this sort of expectation, which is kind of necessary for any kind of like maximum effort. And I really enjoy the feeling once they're done, but I kind of dread going into it, like most people, I think. So I did that. My PB for 1 mile is 7 minutes, and I did it in 7 minutes and 1 second. I was really disappointed. I was sort of hoping for something more around the 6:30 to 6:45, and it was just not there on the day. And it's really easy in that sort of situation. You don't want to feel disappointed. You don't want to feel like you've let yourself down in some way, to just kind of like go, oh, well, you know, just sort of like gloss it over, not feel anything about it, not let yourself have an emotional response to it. But I actually think that that's a really important part of the process, is to allow yourself to have that emotional response, so you know how much you actually care about it. And so next time, there is no way you are going to run a 1 mile time trial 1 second slower than your PB. It's not going to happen. So I think that first part is just allowing yourself to feel it without kind of like unpacking it a whole lot, or going into the reason, or, you know, sort of like looking at what happened and what didn't happen. Just allowing yourself to feel disappointed. And even though it can be uncomfortable, just sitting in that for a little bit. Then I would go into sort of unpacking and going, okay, what happened? What went right? What went wrong? And so there were several things that were not great about it. Probably first thing, and you can kind of separate it out into some things that are unavoidable. Unavoidable is it was at CrossFit, so I didn't have a full warm-up. Also unavoidable, first day of my period, nothing I can do about that, but it's generally going to be a pretty crappy run. Things that are, you know, like that was unavoidable on the day, obviously, with the period and the, you know, and it being at CrossFit. But in the future, when I retest, those are things that I can change. I won't do it on the first day of my period, and I will be doing it with a full warm up. The other thing is the route that I had to go. There was a couple of roads I had to go. I had to stop for a car, also not ideal. Had a turnaround point, also not ideal, because you've kind of got to like slow down and then you don't want to speed up again. So that was also less than ideal. And those are probably the things that didn't go great about it. But the things that went well about it were, even when I knew I was well behind the pace of where I needed to be, I just kept pushing for the whole way. So I was pleased with that. I was pleased with the first section, where it was pretty uncomfortable and I was happy to sort of push the pace. But I also think that pacing wise, I now have a better sense of where I am, and I would probably start slower and aim to finish stronger. So that's sort of where I would go from there. And so once I've taken a look at what went well and what didn't go well and what I would do differently, and I also think I would run it alone, because I prefer, if I'm doing those really sort of like maximum effort things, it can be a little bit of awareness of other people seeing you looking like you're dying on a run, which is less than ideal. It can be a bit, you know, there's a benefit to running with other people because you probably push yourself harder than you would otherwise. But then the other thing is, like, sometimes like the social face can come into it a bit, and you kind of like don't want to push that hard because other people can see you. So yeah, on balance, I would probably do it on my own. I would do it on a route where there are no, I don't have to go across any roads and I don't have to turn around. I would do a full warm up, which for me is like 3 kilometers of warming up, and then 4 strides to kind of like get all of the those sorts of systems going, and then I would do it again, which luckily for me, it's on the plan for, I think, 20th of November ish. So in a few weeks, I will get to retest with my warm up, and really, like, out of all of those things that went possibly a little bit pear-shaped on the day, I think that the warm-up is the most important part. It's taken me a long time to come around to this, but warming up for a ludicrously long amount of time is the best thing that you could ever do for speed work or racing or anything else. And the other part of it is, I think that you can use disappointment to go, so when I felt disappointed, I was like, okay, so what would success have been? Because a lot of times you kind of, you do something and you didn't really have, you might not have had a really specific goal in mind, or even if you did, going, okay, so this is obviously less than what I wanted, what would it have looked like for me to be happy with it? What would success look like? And there you have your inbuilt goal for what you want to work towards and what is going to determine success for you, rather than going, oh, I was hoping for better. Well, what's better? Like, what would have happened for you to feel really great about that? And that's another way to incorporate those sorts of disappointments into your goal setting, so that you know the next time, this is what I'm going for, and this is what I'm going to be happy with, and this is, you know, going to determine what my success looks like. So I will keep you posted on how a hopefully much better time trial goes next time. So that's it for this week. And at the moment, I have taken on the challenge of blogging every day for November. I managed to just get it in under the wire last night at like 11:30. But that was mostly because I had stayed up watching Seabiscuit. But so if there is anything in particular that you would like me to write about, feel free to let me know. You can either email me or pop into the community group. I'm always happy to have somebody else supply the ideas. Otherwise, it get a bit waffly. So I will definitely be doing this next week, and I will be back on track, I'm pretty sure.